you've got questions, tell us a bit about, because you used to come here as a kid, did you?
Well, the thing was, the first ever gig that I went to was at the Brixton Academy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, to be honest, I think you had to be 16 to get in there at the time, but I went with a friend and his father took us, actually, and I was like, I think I was about 13, 14 at the time. But I always was a massive fan. When they came on the scene with Back to Life, which got to number one in the singles chart in 1989, it's had such a profound effect.
Yeah.
Because the thing about what Soul to Soul did was they created a quintessentially British soul sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas there had been a tendency by a lot of artists to simply mimic what people were doing in the States. So it was a groundbreaking sound, and it really fused together the kind of multicultural aspects of London and the UK. And so you had classical music in there, and like the reggae members of the Reggae Philharmonic Orchestra, I think, provided backing to Soul to Soul. So like my cello teacher, actually, he was part of the Reggae Philharmonic and part of the whole crew who supported these guys. It had a grounding in kind of the burgeoning dance house music scene. You had the kind of classic soul, you had jazz, all of this, and the reggae and ragga sound systems. You had all of that fused into a real British soul sound, and which was groundbreaking and had cross-cultural appeal.
And what role did Brixton play in that? Because I imagine late 80s,
this was
early 90s.
Well, the Fridge was the first time they performed as a group properly here. Okay. They used to do nights at what was called the Africa Centre, which is, I think, now the building houses part of SOAS in central London. And they did nights here as well. So, this is iconic, and that's why they're getting the Performing Rights Society Music Heritage Award. Yeah. And it's great as well, because PRS are actually based in my constituency. They're in Streatham as well. But the thing was, Soul to Soul never got the recognition at the time. So they were nominated in 1990 and 1991 five times for Brits. Didn't receive one Brit Award.
Yeah.
And this was part of the reason.
What do you think that was?
Because, frankly, the Brits were just failing to recognise music of black origin.
Yeah.
And that is why Kanya King and others in 1994 that they set up the Mobo Awards.
Okay.
And in the first Mobo Awards, which was held at the Connaught Rooms in Holborn, Jazzy B got a Lifetime Achievement Award there. I think, frankly, they are long overdue for a Brit Award, but it's fantastic to see them get this recognition. Yeah. At the same time, whilst they weren't getting the recognition here, they got the recognition in the US. They got a couple of Grammy Awards.
Cool.
And so we should be celebrating these guys. They are musical legends, and they are, you know, the spiritual home of Soul to Soul is Brixton.
Yeah.
And so this is big. This is for me personally.
And how do you feel? So how do you feel? Like, is there any emotions? Or?
I feel quite emotional about it, because it's, you know, I had so many good times thanks to Soul to Soul, and we'll continue to have lots more going forward. But it's kind of, I think they represent everything that is so positive and wonderful about the multicultural city that London is.
Cool.
And you know, you just watch the videos and you just get that vibe.
Yeah.
And I can watch Keep On Moving, one of their singles, on my BT Vision as many times as I want, and I do.
Great.
I love it. It's my music, you know.
Yeah, I love it. That's great.